Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. Everyone living needs to hear the Father's voice.
Where you go, I go. Where you say, I say. Where you pray, I pray. Where you pray, I pray.
You're listening to The Prophet Is In. This ministry is directed to communicate purely the prophetic experience to all who request. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord and you are established. Believe in his prophets and you will prosper. The Prophet Is In is live, and we are taking your calls at 818-739-8909. Call now for your prophetic word. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can also send an email to tfox@prophetfox.com.
Where you go, I go, what you say, I say. Will you pray, I pray. Will you pray, I pray. Where you go, I go, what you say, I say. What you pray, I pray.
Good morning. This is Tim Fox on the Blog Talk Radio's The Prophet Is In. Hope you can hear me. I'm going to turn up my volume here as I can hear myself just a little bit better. I'm going to read, like what I always do, and at the beginning of The Prophet Is In, the teaching from the Word of God that this episode is based upon. And the beginning title is called Faith Confirms Confident Expectation. The unseen is more real than the seen. And here's a scripture, of course, from the Mirror Bible. Get yours today, Android, iPhone, iPad, laptop, get it, because the Word of God is always true. And this particular transliteration, paraphrase, and translation, you will see throughout the books of the New Testament that the author has, or transcriber has, translator has offered, is in the New Testament. Here it is. Faith confirms confident expectation and proves the unseen world more real. Get that? More real than the seen. Period. Faith celebrates as certain what hope visualizes as future. Hebrews 11:1, Mirror Bible. Wow. I have been talking about prophecy is for over, 15 years or so, close to 300 episodes of The Prophet Is In on Blog Talk Radio. And I know that the Word of God is being caught by the faith of those who can hear. Let those who hear can hear, let them hear what the Word of God says. And it's for all mankind. You were born as in the image of God, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You were born because of Jesus. This is controversial, but I don't really care. Because of Jesus' death 2,000 years ago, as Paul wrote, by faith, seeing that what he was writing and speaking more real than the seen world. He could have been in a dank, stanky Roman prison. And yet he penned these words. Are you ready? Jesus died for you 2,000 years ago. Whether those of your relatives, friends, loved ones, acquaintances, or people you don't really care about, God cares for them through Jesus Christ. Even though they have blindfolds on, if you will, over their eyes, the eyes of their heart has not been opened yet by the revelation of love. Remember, love, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. God's love reaches everyone, folks. It's not a us or them. It is us. All have died in Adam. All die in Adam, a physical death. But all are made alive in Jesus Christ. All means all. For God so loved what? Just Israel? A few people around the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Jesus said this to one person. It's amazing. We have that testimony. We have that word. For God so loved the world that he gave. The world. Whoever means whoever, all. Say, well, isn't there a little something that we need to do on our part? Nope. Nada. Nothing. You add nothing to the perfect work of Jesus Christ. There is nothing you can do. But you can realize it and live as a son of God, a joint heir in Jesus Christ, seated on the throne. Let your mind dwell on throne room realities where faith, God's faith, Jesus' faith in you, confirms confidently the expectation, what are your expectations? Okay. A prophetic encouraging word gives you the words that you're looking for, if you will. Some write back in after I give them a prophetic word. You can request an in-depth, personalized prophetic word. prophetfox.com, and they say, oh, this is a confirmation of things, a confirmation of other words that I've heard, a confirmation of what the Holy Spirit said to me. And then you come along, some person you probably never meet. You probably won't meet me. It doesn't matter, because God knows you and loves you. Amen? So more real than the seen. For over 15 years, I have given people, the Spirit of God through me has given me prophetic words that absolutely blew the socks off. If they had socks on, you know, put them in a seat. They had to sit. They had to pull the car off the side of the road if they were listening to it. Some things they could hardly believe. See, when you dive deep into the faith that Jesus has given you, you're in his faith and nothing else. That faith is the faith that raised the dead. That faith is the faith that walked on the water. Are you there? That faith is the faith that made blind eyes see. That faith in the name of Jesus will resurrect those from the dead. I say this, and I'm saying this now in the spirit of that faith of Jesus, that those who have been murdered recently or will be in Jesus, I'm not prophesying more murder. What I am saying is that if they die in a horrendous, murderous way by gun violence in Jesus' name, I ask you, Father, to send those full of faith to the very place and speak life to those dead bodies in Jesus' name. That's faith. That's Jesus' faith. Then those who are running around with guns and want to shoot randomly will have another thought. Well, you know, people will be resurrected from the dead. What an amazing story, right? Wouldn't you think that'd go viral over every news agency, including one called by my last name? Come on. Yeah. Faith celebrates. Think of your prophetic words. Two callers on the line right now. Think of your prophetic words that you've received. Have you celebrated as certain with hope? What hope visualizes as future. If you've celebrated those words as done, it's a done deal. I'm just in the in-between right now until, and then your hope catches that in Jesus' name and then says, I trust this word to be from the Father in Jesus' name. Hebrews 11, okay, 1, 502-795, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are
and?
You?
Yes?
Well, this
almost.
Is Angela.
Angela, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm trying to turn my volume up here where I can hear. Okay. Are we there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very good. Angela, bless you. What did this teaching, are you tracking with this? What does this mean to you? And do you have something you want to celebrate?
I have something I want to celebrate.
What's that?
I am still holding on to my words, to my promises.
Okay.
That the Lord has for me.
So,
that's where I am. Yes.
Okay. So when you hold on to that word, see in 11:1, it confirms that expectation, improves that unseen world, word. Promise as more real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there
yeah.
anything else? See.
Mm-hmm.
Once his word, prophetic or written logos word, gets into, which is basically one of the same, gets into your soul, into your mind, and you confidently celebrate, see, hope visualizes. See, you visualize that in faith. You say, oh, I don't get into that visual. I know I've heard all that mess about PMA and visualize this and manifest that and so forth and so on. See, it's all Jesus saw us. and celebrated us, our day. Abraham had a living boy born to him by his wife, who laughed. Okay, she was laughing because joy, I submit. She was laughing because, oh my gosh, that's the most impossible thing I've ever heard, right? Mm-hmm. If you've ever, Angela, received a impossible word and laughed and said, oh my gosh, could it be real, you know? Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. brings a moment of laughter into your spirit, out of your soul. You're celebrating that. You didn't even know in the spirit, but you are celebrating that. You were visualizing that as the future and as being real. So what do? We just expect it to come. Mm-hmm. How do we prepare for it? We've already said yes and amen. Amen? See, it's like at the end of Revelation, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Well, there's 8 billion people on the planet now, Angela. That's a lot of Jesus coming, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, we don't have to wait for a, quote, coming in the clouds, okay? Jesus comes to those who realize his name is love and that he loves them. Then the blindfold is taken off the eyes of their heart and they soar like they're flying in the air. You know, that's a rapturous moment. Okay? And mm-hmm. and day and week and month and year. Keep that in mind. That's a throne room reality to where you are seated in Jesus Christ, Angela, and you are in the faith of Jesus, not your faith. We don't have faith. There's nothing that we, you see, in Jesus, you're born with righteousness, peace, and joy. You're born into the kingdom. Okay? You had nothing to do with it. Amen. So if you're born into it, then faith is that wonderment of your alignment in Jesus Christ. And when you confidently hope and pray, see, that hope will visualize it. You're asking for it to manifest. And it's like, put it to bed. It's done. Mm-hmm. Because as I said on the Mirror Bibles study group, which I have invited you and others to join on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock central time, wherever you live, West Coast is 9 o'clock, I believe, 3 hours difference. Anyway, it's by a Zoom call. The point is that I was making is that God, Father God, never says no. He didn't say no to Jesus. He'll never say no to you. See, there's not yet, obviously. But it's never no. God cannot say no to his kid. You know, there are parents who say, if I don't say no to my kid, he's going to grow up to be a brat, or she's going to have to grow up to be. The better way to think of that is that not yet. See. Oh, can I have the keys to the car and the kid's 11 years old? Not yet. Some things we ask Father for, it's never no. He never said no to Jesus. Why would he say no to you? You are seated in the throne room in Jesus Christ on the right hand of the power of God. Amen. So let it be. So when you speak something on earth, thinking and believing, see, in your, not just in your mind, your soul, your spirit, this is truth. Amen. Let it be done. Mm-hmm. On earth as it is in heaven. What does that sound like? That sounds like Jesus, who said when you pray, pray like this. Father, let your kingdom come. His kingdom has come through Jesus, the sacrifice before the earth, you know, was formed. Jesus, Father God, knew in Jesus through Holy Spirit, it's all done. The fix is in for mankind. See, we that takes a tremendous amount of guilt and worry and fear. Oh, am I not sharing this enough? Holy Spirit will let you know who's ready and who's not. If they're not ready, just smile. Hello. How are you? See? Because it's his business to give the revelation. What do you say? Those who we reveal ourselves, Jesus said that, I believe it was in John, my Father and I will reveal ourselves to them. There's 8 billion people about to be in some time we'll have the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is a foregone conclusion. Visualize it with me. Wake up in the morning. Think about this. Think about this. There's no more racism. There's no more poverty. There is no more sickness or pain. You know, it almost sounds like in Revelation where John said, and he wiped away all tears from their eyes. Are we getting this yet? That's a big deal, right? And he wiped away. See, we can't put this into a futurism of, oh, that will happen one day. No, it's happening now. Jesus is wiping away tears and comforting those through the Spirit of God of the results of these murders and, you know, in countries being invaded and so forth and so on. I submit that the Word of God is always true and that you and I having this hope, this faith of Jesus, that the kingdoms of this world have become, look at the scripture, have become, look it up in, I don't care what translation that you look, have become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who's the kingdom? We are. You're his tabernacle. You are his dwelling place. You are his house on this earth. It takes away a lot of religion from this whole mess. And that I heard preached as a kid, went to 2 different, quote, Christian colleges, unquote, that never, ever, ever taught this. Never. Too afraid. Religion needs more people to come back. Oh, come pay this, you know, come and follow me, come and give, come and work, you know, the doors are open. You better be there. Why? Oh, you don't want to be a bad little Christian. Come on. Are we having fun yet, Angela? Amen.
Man.
See, the word to you is that it's not hanging on to the promise and prophecies. It is celebrating them now. Celebrate. Done deal. It's like money in the bank. You know, you've heard that. I'm gonna laugh all the way to the bank. Well, laugh all the way to the bank. Celebrate. See? Because those things, 11:1 here, those things, you when you have the confident expectation and proves the unseen world, these are unseen as of today, more real than what is seen. When it's in you and you know it's happening and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God said it, that's it, it's done. It's kind of like, the thought came, it's just an amazing. When the thoughts, I'm meditating, I'm thinking about the show today and so forth and so on. Here's the point. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Come on now, this is a promise. This is a word that I think rattles people to the core. All means all. Mankind are created equal and are endowed by their, who's our creator? Father God, Son, Holy Spirit, with unalienable rights. See, of life, liberty, see, of life and liberty. Wow. it's just, Holy Spirit, thank you. That's a prophetic, that's a now word for then when it was penned, and it's a now word for now. And those who do not comprehend it, it's just like those who do not understand the words of Jesus. They haven't had the revelation yet, but they will. See, and what I just said is normal. Oh, yeah. All men are created equal. Amen. That's right. Amen. All mankind. We're created in the image of God. I love this. I absolutely love this. See, so get your mirror Bible out on your phone. Read the whole chapter of 11, Hebrews 11. Knocks your socks off. Takes out the religious garbage. Okay? Flushes. You see all these sinkholes used to call it in some lakes they have these massive water holes in them. It's like a black hole in space. You never see it again. That's like from the prophets of old, where Father God said, I will put into you a heart of clay and I remember your sins no more. Amen, Angela? No more. Amen? I tell you. See, you know, it's not about being political, non-political. It's not about that. When truth is spoken, see, if you have the measure of Holy Spirit within you that sees, that hears truth, then you are then you are blessed and you have a revelation. I've never seen that word of the, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Never seen it as a declaration of truth and of faith. And here's the thing. Jesus gave gifts to all mankind upon his ascension. What were they? Prophets, apostles, excuse me, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, to do what? To mature us. Amen? So, I bless you with that word. I'll send you this link. You can listen to it again. And you can keep on the line. I'm going to take another call here. 334-782. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Marcus James.
Marcus James. Hey, how are you?
You're doing all right, sir.
All right. Let me read this to you, and then you can respond to it, okay? Because you didn't hear it at the beginning, and that's fine. Faith confirms confident expectation. The unseen is more real than the seen. I text this to you, okay? Faith confirms confident expectation, Marcus, and proves the unseen world more real than the seen. Faith celebrates as certain what hope visualizes as future. Hebrews 11:1. That's the Mirror Bible. I text that to you. Did you see it?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, did you read it?
Yeah. I saw it on the messenger thing.
Okay. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, obviously we know the things that we see are more real. I think it's just even my own life. I've been going through, I don't know, a season where I just like, man, I've been tested with my faith, man. It's crazy because I never really, you know, had too many issues with that, you know, but certain situations, certain things have been going on in my life, man, you know. When I've been crying out to God, just like, you know what I'm saying, when you don't feel like he doesn't answer in a way or on the time frame, it's just like, wow. I mean, you know, so I think it's been kind of weird with that, in that I haven't been tested in my faith like that in a minute, man. And I think it's been kind of, you know, be honest, frustrating because, you know, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time now. And the thing, you know, in times where, like, okay, God, what's going on here? These legitimate gripes, I've been taking to him about it, but in the fact that he hasn't, that's in a way that I will want him to, but even though he's still been there, obviously, but there are certain things that I just haven't gotten the clear answers about, and I think that has kind of frustrated me because those are the things that I've been taking to him, because the Bible says if you lack wisdom, we should ask of the Lord, and that's what I've been doing. But I guess the ideal of this in this season is the fact that because I haven't gotten the answers or the assurance I got in regards to these things, it kind of, you know, it's been kind of alarming and frustrating because, you know, these are some I have been, you know, I'm going through as far as a long time with the faith situation. So,
okay, let me give you a word based on the word. Here's the deal. Hebrews 11:1, I urge you to get the Mirror Bible so you can read this after the show. Okay. People of previous generations, now this is written to the Hebrews, not to you know, Romans or Gentiles, but it's applicable. In other words, Holy Spirit can use it in your life. To us as Gentiles, people of previous generations received the testimony of their hope. In other words, they received the word of their hope in faith. Your faith cannot be tested. Listen to me. The faith you have, you were born into in Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus was never tested. Okay? He was led into the desert, and it was the will of the Father for him to fast so that him representing you, Marcus, and me, in Jesus Christ, when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, that was a moment of hardship for him. But have you ever heard of the scripture that said God cannot be tested, Marcus? Jesus was not tested. He had a hardship. You're going to be led into the desert, son, and you're not going to be able to eat for 40 days. Okay? God cannot be tested. It's a scripture. Look it up after this call. Nor can you. So what is the answer? The answer is found in this first scripture. Faith. Whose faith? Not your faith. You don't have any faith. You never had any to begin with. Jesus placed his faith within you. The faith of Jesus, when he came off of the mountain of, it's a hill, basically, of transfiguration, he said, for those who have faith of God, he was pointing to himself, his faith raised the dead, Marcus. His faith caused blind eyes to see. His faith told Peter to go to a river when he needed money. You need money? Ask Jesus. Jesus will give you. See, here's another scripture that Paul says, how could Father God say no to you about anything, since he's already given you the best? And he's talking about Jesus Christ, his only son. See, he will not withhold any good thing from you. Another Old Testament promise. See, so whatever you're holding on to, and it's like Angela that called, this, what you do is this, you put it to bed. In other words, you count it as done. Faith confirms confident expectation. Expectation is like, okay, you're going to walk out of your house or out of your apartment, whatever you live in. You have the expectation to take your keys out of your pocket, put it into the ignition, and that's a bang. That's a expectation that the key will fire up the engine that has plenty of gas and oil in it to where it's not going to catch you on fire. Okay? That's an expectation. And proves, see, faith and expectation proves the unseen world, Marcus, more real than the seen. I submit to you, my brother, you're not in the desert. You're not being tested. What is it then? Just ramp up. What do? You just put it to bed and speak as Jesus spoke and say, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. Father, I thank you that no good thing will be withheld from me, because I am a son of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You got to hear this more than you do you know, the local radio station or the local hip hop, whatever, you know, whatever music you listen to or whatever it is, whatever it is in your culture. Okay. Whoever that you listen to, family or friends that say, yeah, I'm having a bad time. Well, guess what? What do you expect? Are you expecting, based on the promises and the prophetic words of God to you, or are you expecting just what everybody else has got? You know, they're having a hard time, so I guess I am too. No. See? As a son of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, Marcus, this life is not what it's all. What you see is not the truth. See? The unseen world. What's the unseen world? The promises of God. Where you are seated in Christ Jesus as a son of God. In the throne room, let your mind, in the scripture, look it up, the mirror Bible, let your mind captivate and listen to and realize as truth throne room realities. What are throne room realities around you? Number one, that Jesus has made everything right in this world. He has. It just is a manifestation of coming. There are 8 billion people on the planet. Marcus, think of this. Think of this with me. Picture with me, and this is what the scripture says, faith celebrates. When you celebrate for certain that not only the promises that Father God has promised me, but that all the promises of his word are going to come true, and Christ shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And what else can we throw into the mix here? I submit to you that we live in a land that some people, like myself and others, hopefully you do too, all men are created equal. We have unalienable rights. All men are created. All mankind, Marcus, are created equal as sons of God. See? You have unalienable rights. Whether someone tries to enforce something upon you or not, you have an inalienable right given to you as a son of God, and you can expect nothing less than the word of God coming true in your life. Because what you celebrate, Marcus, as certain, that hope visualizes it as a future. I say to you that that word that's written in our Constitution, you know, we the people believe, you see, unalienable rights, okay, that we are created for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. Praise God. Pass it on. See? No matter what political party says, for the moment, the truth of what God reveals to man is true. Period. There isn't any other truth. He revealed it through Jesus Christ, Marcus. Amen?
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, let me put this into a historic context. Jesus said this. Jesus said to those around him, said, Abraham saw my day. You'll read this in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Abraham saw my day. And they about you know, they about flipped out of their little religious political minds. Why, you're not even 30 years old yet. Abraham saw Jesus' day through faith that Father God gave him through Jesus that gave him the word. And what did he say? Abraham, your descendants will be more than the stars of the sky and the sand, and the grain granules of sand on the seashores. Dear God. And he rejoiced. Abraham saw that and received that. You've received prophetic words. I submit to you that you go back, listen to them, write them out, and then speak to the Father. Is this a word for me? He'll let you know. See, because not one crossing of the T nor dotting of the I of the word of God will ever fall to the ground until all be fulfilled. How do I know this? All died in Adam. All die in Adam. We're created not in Adam's image, but in the image of God, my friend. Anyone coming against you is coming against the image of God. See? Let me put it in another word that just it just about floored me. See, all live in Jesus Christ. Everybody. Even if their eyes are blinded by their own religion or culture or land where they live or politicism that they live and die by, it does not matter. All live in Jesus Christ. And the moment of revelation of the love of Jesus in their life, things start to happen and things, you know, they have revelations and they turn, if you will, from being like a terrorist that Paul was into, or Saul of Tarsus. He turned and became Paul. Why? Because love changed him completely inside out. We have 8 billion people on the planet. You got a couple hundred thousand around where you live. Right, Marcus?
I think more or less 34,000 where I live. Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I submit this. Also, I said this to Angela. I said, when people understand the enormity and the power of Jesus' faith within you, what did Jesus do? He walked on the water. He healed blind eyes. Those who had, you know, the most drastic diseases of his time, he healed. And he raised the dead. You know where I'm going with this? Someone dies, is murdered in a moment. Random evil. That evil that they're listening to is like a blindfold over their heart. They need the revelation of love. Okay? Jesus' love. But they pull out a gun and they shoot people. We've heard it on the news. You see it, right? I submit to you that those who will dive into the deep end, if you will, understand the power of Jesus' faith within them, may have an inkling, may have a witness. Go pray for that person. And they wind up on the spot where everything is, you know, died down. It's a safe area right right then and there, and they pray for resurrections. I submit to you, it will happen very, very soon. Very soon. And those who, you know, there's, it was reported that, that there's more guns in America than there is people living in America. Well, you know, you take the power away from the gun, what else have you got? Amen?
Right.
See what I mean? See what I mean? All you would have to do, all one would have to do in the moment the Spirit of God says, pray for that person, raise that body from the dead. All you got to say is, body, come back to life, and in Jesus' name, bang. People are that were once dead, clinically dead, are raised to life. Come on. That would go viral on the news. Do you think there would be video of people speaking? Yeah, I was killed. I was murdered. Yeah, that person there, that did it, you know, right? I submit that when John said, and he will wipe away every tear from their eye, read it, Revelations, in the Mirror Bible translation, he will wipe away every tears from their eye. I submit that day is not far from us. Think of it. No more acts of murder, of racism, of poverty, of hatred, of just greed. Run rampant because the love of Jesus has permeated 8 billion people on the planet. Can you visualize it with me? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Kind of sounds a little bit like Dr. Martin Luther King, right?
Oh, yeah.
I have a dream. Who gave him the dream? See? Michelle Obama has a book out, The Light We Carry. The light we carry. Dr. King, I have a dream. Come on. You see, our founding forefathers of this country, we hold these truths. That's right. All men. Jesus said, if you have the faith that I have, you can remove mountains. Come on. See, when you get that into your spirit, bro, when you get that into your mind, you don't see the world like you see it, like you have seen it. You don't see people like you've seen them, okay, and perceive them. You see them as, you know, as creations of Father God, Son, Holy Spirit, and a lot of them, some of them need a revelation of love. And maybe you're in the way, maybe you're in their path, or just for a few seconds, Holy Spirit says, share. Share a good word. So you share Jesus with them, and bang, they have a revelation. What'd you do? All that you did was this. You followed the leading of the Spirit of God that's working on that person, and I submit Holy Spirit is working on 8 billion people.
Right.
When they're ready, you know, when it's time to flip the pancake, it's time. You got to pull the biscuits out of the oven, right? When they're time. When it's time. When it's time to open the mouth and share God's love, not to save them. You can't save. I can't save. I couldn't save an ant.
Right.
Let alone a person. But I can speak a good word of love, grace, mercy, forgiveness. Give them a $5 bill. Give them a water bottle. You know, let them drink something. Are we good? Amen?
Yeah.
Okay. Marcus, I'll send this to you. And you can download the link and listen to this again, okay?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I appreciate it, sir. I mean, like I said, I mentioned, man, I'm just trying to keep pressing my way and just continue to stay with Christ, man, through it all, man. And I'm not going to stop, you know, and just trying to be that reflection of his light, man, what he wants me to be, but also not giving up on the dreams and goals he's given me personally as well. So,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's good stuff right there. See, you can't quit because Jesus never quits. He knows that you can never quit. He knows he never quit. So it's less about, trying to do this, and it's more about resting in what is. You are in him. You have perfect faith. You are his boy, his child. You are a son of God, just like me.
Yes,
come on.
Sir.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the showers on the
the joy, he is my joy, he is the hope of the nation. The Father's heart we're embracing, and he is the song we're declaring, and he is the joy, he is my joy. He's bringing hope to the hopeless, and giving his heart to the broken, and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy.
So faith confirms confident expectation. The unseen is more real than the seen. Faith confirms confident expectation and proves the unseen world more real than the seen. Faith celebrates as certain what hope visualizes as future. Hebrews 11, 1, Mirror Bible. Get your Mirror Bible today. God bless you.